Excerpts from Agnes Parsons' Diary, April 26, 1912, Washington, D.C. The Turkish ambassador was to be with us at luncheon. Also, Miss Nina Hopkins. As Abdu'l-Bahá did not return by 1:30, our luncheon was late, it being about 2 when we sat down at the table. Nina Hopkins spoke French to the ambassador, and again as on the night before. Abdu'l-Bahá and the ambassador talked a great deal in Turkish. At one time, when they were speaking and seemed amused, I said in a low voice to Dr. Farid, "I think we should hear what that was." His reply was, "I have not been told to translate it." It was quite late before the ambassador left, after which there were interviews, and at 4:45, the meeting in the large room. It was filled with people eager to hear his last talk at our house. His subject was the human and divine spirit in man. He made a little farewell talk also, expressing his gratitude and happiness, and added an admonition to all who had heard the spiritual teachings to endeavor to gain something from them. Before dinner, I was given a private interview with Abdu'l-Bahá when we spoke of Mr. Parsons and Jeffrey. Abdu'l-Bahá rested during the dinner hour, and knowing that Dr. Farid had had such full days and so much responsibility, I suggested that he also rest, which he was glad to do. But he did not allow himself to fall asleep, fearing that he would not waken in time. I was sorry I had not thought to tell him that I would see that he was aroused at the proper time. He had food with Abdu'l-Bahá when we returned in the evening.